In It for the Kicks, back in my day.
Last week, we had an incredible response to our Nick Warren interview. And this week, we're going to blow things sky high as we've got the man back in again to chat about one of the biggest releases. Under the name Way Out West, alongside his production buddy Jody Westenhoff, first released in 1996. Its impact on Clubland was absolutely huge and helped birth four Way Out West albums, with a fifth on the way later this year. Here's Nick Warren to tell us about a track I really enjoy, Way Out West, The Gift.
So I was very lucky to be asked to be Massive Attack's DJ. That was my big break in my career in the early 90s. We've been mates for a long time, and Massive Attack made their first album, Blue Lines, which was so successful that the whole world got to know about them, and they asked me to be their support DJ. So when they were going around the world playing, I was the guy warming up for them. In fact, I'm coming to Auckland. We played down on the piers, as I remember. Fantastic times. But as time went on, I was getting more and more into house music and sort of more up-tempo stuff, and I wanted to make my own music. I'd worked a bit in the studio with Massive Attack. I'd done a remix for them, and I'd done bits and bobs in the studio production, but not much. So I didn't feel confident enough to be making my own music on my own. So I was looking around at Bristol to find someone to work with, and I knew Jody's dad, because I worked at a record store, and he used to bring Jody and his younger brother in to buy hip-hop records, because Jody back then was a big hip-hop and drum and bass fan. So Jody's dad and Mickey said, look, why don't you come round? So we got our own studio, sort of spend a few days, see if it works. And I went round, and it just clicked really well with me and Jody. The whole idea of Way Out West in the early days was to take my house and Balearic background and influences, and Jody's more breaks and drum and bass background, and merge the two. And that was really the early Way Out West sound. And so when we made The Gift, it's basically the backing track is a drum and bass record, a jungle record at house tempo with open hi-hats, like a house record. So it's a mixture, as I say, of house and a drum and bass. And we were messing around with the track. So the backing track was done, and we were just thinking, well, where's the hook for it? And I was going, at that time, so of course, everything things on vinyl. I was going through my vinyl collection in the studio, and we found the a cappella of Joanna Law, The First Time I Saw Your Face, which was a cover version of an older classic Roberta Flack song. And while the backing track of The Gift was going, I was just listening into the headphones, and that The Moon and the Stars with The Gift You Gave came through my ears. I thought, that works. So I just said to Jody, bring the fader up on the DJ mix. And he brought it up, and I played it, and he was like, yep, boom. And so we just sampled that, and that was basically The Gift done and dusted in a day. So yeah. We'd already signed to Deconstruction, which was the trendy dance arm of BMG Records. That's where Sasha was signed, Justin Robertson, K-Class, Enjoy, M People, of course, were a big act on there, Republica. So it was like the most successful dance label at the time in the early 90s. And James Barton, who was one of the owners of Cream, he was then A&R there, and we made a record called Montana, which was a very, I think, so we pressed 1,000 the copies on vinyl, and when we made that ourselves independently in Bristol, Deconstruction signed us on the back of that, gave us a record deal and a publishing deal as well, which meant that I could give up my full-time job, Jody could stop working part-time, and we could just concentrate on the studio, build the studio, make an album. And sadly, that rarely happens anymore to young artists. There isn't the money in the music industry anymore for able to do that to young dance producers, because nobody wants to buy the music. They over the 3 year downloading, it's made a huge impact. So, but the gift, we made the gift, and Deconstruction were completely over the moon with it. And we did a video, we did, and it was amazing for me, because I would get up in the morning about sort of 9 a.m. at the time and switch on Radio 1, which is like the national radio show. And there was a guy called Simon Mayo did the morning show, and every morning for about 5 weeks at about 9:15 he would play the gift on mainstream radio, and it was amazing. And it got to number 11 in the charts. We did Top of the Pops, and it really did make a huge impact on our lives.
How was Top of the Pops?
It was awful. Absolutely bloody awful. You know, they say don't meet your heroes because there'll be a disappointment. Top of the Pops was such a disappointment. It was the same week that we were on, Peter Andre was number one with Mysterious Girl, and he was in the next dressing room to me, oiling his body up all day, which was bad enough. Then it's a very small studio with about an audience of about sort of 40 people, so sort of the average age is about 14 to 16, being shepherded around like a flock of sheep between each stage, and it was just like, really, this is it? So it's quite funny, but yeah, a disappointment. The week that we were on, there was a comedian called Dennis Appenis, who was hosting the show, and when he introduced Wert West the Gift, he said, well, this is Wert West, and it's with their new track, The Gift, and the reason it's called The Gift is because no one would ever dream of buying it. That's the story of The Gift and Wert West.